classes. Good evening, councillors, staff, ladies and gentlemen. We wish to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land that we're meeting on, the Yuwit people. We would like to pay respect to the elders of the Noongar Nation, past and present, who have walked and cared for the land. We acknowledge and respect their continuing culture and the contributions made to this region. Item 1, declaration. I declare the meeting open at 7 p.m. Could I please have councillors' votes recorded in the minutes, please? Item 2, record of attendance, apologies, approved leave of absences. In attendance, we have council, the Chief Executive Officer, Melinda, the Executive Manager of Corporate Services. Leo, who's new. Welcome, Leo, Executive Manager of Technical Services to replace Jim Garrett. So welcome. I think this is your first council meeting. So welcome. Strap in. And obviously, Danae Kerr, the EA to the CEO, and also the minute taker. So thank you. Apologies, we have Peter Stewart, Executive Manager of Development Services, and Jake Whistler, Principal Planning Officer. Approved leave of absence, there are nil. Councillors are advised to councillors advise their attendance in the roles of elected members. Are there any other? Ooh, it's working. Stereo. Are there any other declarations of attendances? Thank you very much. If there's no, I think further, we'll move on. Item 3, disclosure of interest. Councillors, are there any disclosures of interest regarding to the matters before council tonight? Record no declarations of interest, no conflicts of interest. Item 4, public question time. Response to previous public questions taken on notice. We have response to previous public question, and that is PQT010322, Bill Thomas, President of South Midlands Polo Cross. It's a very lengthy answers to the question. I won't read them out. But I do thank Bill for his questions. Public question time. I think there's some public questions. Come on, Bill. Thanks, Bill. Do you need a chair, Bill? Would you like to sit down?
I'll stand if I fall over or something.
Thank you. This is I'm in a pretty good mood, but it's about to get nasty, okay? I've just had a letter from the CEO that gave me automations, do it or get fined $1.5 million and other things that I have to suffer. Listen, that doesn't frighten me, but what does frighten me that I've gone to a lot of trouble to get aged care here. And if there is, and we've heard the dreams of other things, but if there is one thing that could put Bindoon on the map, it would be aged care. But not an aged care in the methods that is generally known, just a minimal amount of people, but literally a village of people. And not concentrating just on Bindoon or Chittering, but on a region, maybe everything north between here and Port Hedland or Broome, and let it be known and well advertised to what it can benefit. And that the most of the work's been done, and even now the builders and everything is basically in place, and plus three doctors that want to be in it. Now, I'm not, because of Alpha, I've had to back out soon after I got started, but I have got $140,000 tied up in this venture to be able to make a commitment so other people would take it seriously to the commitment I made to get aged care. We've been trying to do something here now since, well, I've been here since 1983, but only lived up here since Liz got sick, and that was actually in New Year's Eve of the year 2000, yeah. And I'm sort of in it right to the end. I should possibly be now in a different place than where I am, but I intend to stick by here until I either carried out or I get aged care.
Thanks, Bill. Can you ask a question?
Yeah, I'm just giving a statement of what it is. But the question is, there's been so much between that, let's say, won't say the council, because I don't think the council, nobody was here when it was all put together. It was all done through just the shire. But I would like to challenge the CEO, my job against his, if you want to put it that way, and that we have something like a trial in Bindoon. In Chittering. We've got the electors meeting coming up. I don't know when, but it must be soon, otherwise it won't be worth having. And that we put something together where I'll possibly get John and possibly Lee Martin, because they know a bit about what I've been doing, to be on my corner, and everybody else is with the shire. But we'll actually put everything together so questions can be asked by everyone. If it turns out that aged care is wanted, then either the CEO gets in line with us and helps what we've been trying to do, or he leaves, and vice versa for myself. If the ruling is that there is no aged care, it's not warranted, or we haven't been able to put the case forward properly, then actually I will be the one that will step back and you won't see me again. And whether I bury the boat or leave it there, still is, I don't know. It isn't the boat isn't a concern. It's the investment that was made to put it there is what is the concern, and the generosity that I made to be able to put it here. So that is it. We've got a few days or whatever it is to the electors meeting, and we'll bring all this to a head at the electors meeting and decide what we're going to do. But it's no good one going in one direction, one going in another direction, in the end missing altogether. And there is still a chance from my side. I still got the backing, it would appear, not with the Liberal Party now, as I think they're going to be out, but I've still got it in principle of the help. And I've been speaking a lot to MPs on the local government, that's in Perth, and they're supporting it,
I'm just not sure what your question is, Bill. I'm just not quite sure what your question is.
I want something like a trial where the CEO put his side to the story.
Actual trial.
If you remember, the only time we've had a good turnout from the ratepayers was the only twice that we tried to get rid of the CEOs before. I mean, we couldn't get the people in the hall. And do the same here. And I'm putting myself on the line. We make it so we all get on the same side or we get off.
All right, I'm struggling to find a question in that, but...
Well, the thing is, yes, we'll have something that represents a trial between the CEO and myself.
No, we won't have something that represents a trial. I think that's not appropriate. We can ask you a question at the electors meeting and
It's not just the electors. I don't think... And I don't wish to get rude, but since I've been here, and as I said, that's since 1983, I've never had anybody come up my drive and ask me how things are going, is there anything I need from the shire? Never. And all the time, the only time I had any real phone calls was when we had the yacht here and we had that write-up on it. Yes, there was, the first, the second, third night, a lot of calls. But otherwise, nobody's ever asked anything.
Thanks, Bill. Look, sorry that no one's asked how you are, but I can
assure
you...
No, it doesn't matter about that. Concentrate. How do we get everybody on side so... what we had before about mixing aged care, that was a fiasco of no event because everything was mixed up and nobody knew nothing.
All right, Bill, I think that's the end of your question time, because I'm still struggling to find a question in there.
But the question is, do we get together and make something happen. And that's the whole of the community, not just a few people that say they represent the community, which only half of them may and the other half doesn't.
So let me provide some context to that for you. So Council has received the final study for the, this might not be working, the final study for the Asian Disability Feasibility Study. And Council is reviewing and is discussing the way in which it wants to move forward. And there is a lot of support for developing aged care in the Shire. So what we're doing at the moment is we're meeting, we're discussing, we're working the way forward, and we will come out at an appropriate time once we've put those views together and can be concise in what we intend on doing, how we intend on going about it, and when we intend on going about it. So it's right at the forefront of Council, the aged care and disability provision of those operations. So I can assure you it's there. It might have waned away, but there has been a process of gathering further information. So you just have to take me on face value, Bill.
And does that involve John Nagle and my...
It may very well. We haven't decided how we're going to... whether we're going to form a reference group or an advisory group yet. So those decisions need to be made, but as part of the broader how we're going to go about this project.
And I would say that actually, if it is to be a serious discussion, that actually it has to be more considered than what's on the plate at the moment. Because if I think right, that the CEO now has put forward the little bit that's just opposite here, as for aged care. The right. Aged care should and must go right behind the medical centre.
Look, I think when we have these discussions, you'll see there's likely to be a very different approach, more attuned, I guess, to what you're suggesting. So I can't speak for all of Council, but I can assure you that it is in the forefront of Council's thinking and planning, and we've got to run through that process.
Okay.
So we will
to shorten the circuit, I'm happy with that. Then to shorten the circuit, the CEO gave me 90 days to move the boat. I can say no. Until there is something done here regarding aged care, the boat stays where it is. Now, if anybody attempts to move it, I'll certainly take an action. And regarding going to the tribunal, Mr. CEO, no, you'll never get me into the tribunal. In fact, the tribunal now is under investigation with the federal ombudsman regarding what's been going on here. So don't say anything about the tribunal.
Thanks, Bill. We understand your passion.
Thank
for
you.
Aged care.
I've had my say.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other further questions?
Mr. President, Chris Foley from Forest Hills Parade. At the meeting last July, I broached the subject of street lighting, in particular the lighting at Hibernia Way there. This is particular lighting, as Councillor Angus indicated, and has been fighting for 2 years to get this. I was assured that something was being done about it. Winter is fast approaching. That is a very, very dangerous corner. And a lot more people are building and living up off that road, and with the heavy, heavy traffic that still continues through here. I'm just wondering if there's been any move on that since that.
Can I refer to the Chief Executive Officer to reply, please?
So we did receive black spot funding, yep. And we've put in the application. So we've got the designs. It needs to go through Western Power. And their design process, and that's where it's sitting at the moment, okay. Which they can take some time.
Sounds like they are.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been sitting with them for a while.
There's no way of putting a bit of a stick of gelignite under there.
I remember one time when they were talking about, discussing similar things, and at the time Brendan Grylls was the Deputy Premier, and they said even he can't move Western Power. So.
And he was a mover and shaker, wasn't he? Yeah.
Yep.
All right, thank you for that. Just wouldn't hurt to just keep knocking on the door there,
yeah.
I think.
We're hoping it's been in there quite some time, so we're hoping that we're getting pretty close.
The other one I think I spoke at the same meeting was the condition of Forest Hills Parade. And we know that there's a budget problem, et cetera, and I was assured that there's still funding to keep maintenance happening. I'm very concerned with the stretch half a kilometre from number 103 up across the top of the hill past the water tower. that piece of road is fast developing into a serious disrepair. I'm fearful that come winter time there won't be too much. There's been a lot of patchwork done on that. I'm not an expert in this area, but I would suggest it'd probably be more cost effective to put a sheet in that half a kilometre when you've got workers here. I'll leave it up to you, but it's becoming quite cut up, that half a kilometre there. I don't know whether you can do anything about that or not.
Yeah. I guess when you're starting to look at those sorts of amounts, then it becomes a budgetary issue, so yeah. We'll be going through the budget process again. But yeah.
I think if I'm correct, there's a condition report, a road condition report going to be undertaken, and after that work's done, we'll prioritise the works based on a needs basis.
I understand. I'm just looking at cutting costs, etc., for all long-term costs in that particular, understood. Just that particular stretch. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Only left you, John, for you. No questions. Thank you. If there's no further questions, I will move on to item 5, presentations, petitions and deputations. There are none. Approved leave of absence. Councillors, are there any requests for leave?
I've just been advised I'd like to apply for leave of absence for the 20th of July. Just got work commitments that have cropped up.
Is that at all?
Yep, that's it.
Do we need to move in seconds? We do, don't we? Can I have a... Councillor Campbell to move and Councillor Angus to second that. Councillor, is there any discussion? If there's no discussion, I declare carried without debate. 7-0. Councillors, are there any other... requests for leave? None. Thank you. Item 7, confirmation of minutes of the Ordinary Council meeting, 16th of March 2022. You have the officer's recommendation to for that effect. Can I have a mover and a seconder for that, please? Councillor Angus. Councillor Ross. Councillor Angus, do you wish to talk to that? Councillor, if there's no debate, I'll declare carried 7-0. Thank you very much. Item 8, announcements from the presiding member. We have Councillor John Curtis has an announcement. John?
Mr. President, I'd like to make an announcement to thank the CTA on their pledge of $48,000 for the mountain bike park. So I'd like to thank them very much for that on behalf of us and the ratepayers. $48,000, I believe, they pledged.
We have adequate briefing notes, I think, that inform us of why this is happening. So I'm happy to support this.
Technical services. Neil, Corporate Services. Excuse me, John. Thank you. Corporate Services, CSA 10422, list of accounts paid for the period ending 31st of March 2022. Council has endorsed the list of accounts. Councillor, may I have a mover? Councillor Campbell? Councillor Curtis, I think. Was that your arm up there? Yeah. Councillor Curtis? Councillor Campbell? Nothing? Councillor Curtis? Councillors, is there any debate? If there's no debate, I'll declare it carried 7-0. CSO 20422, monthly financial report for the period ending 31st of March 2022. May I have a mover and seconder for the recommendation that Council receives the monthly financial report? Councillor Hughes. Councillor Angus, the seconder. Councillor Hughes.
No comment other than that all appears to be in good order.
Councillor Angus.
Nothing to add.
Councillors, any further debate? Councillor Campbell.
I have a comment just under significant projects or a question. The Mashay Complex redevelopment has a year-to-date figure of $91,000. If I compare this to the amount that around about the end of last year, roughly October, we spent roughly $37,000. There's a difference of $54,000. Just like to understand what we've spent the $54,000 to date.
Can I revert to the Executive Manager of Corporate Services? Or to the CEO, sorry, my apology.
Yeah, so obviously there would have been, we had a contract with the architect, so they would have done a bit more work, so there would have been an additional cost in that, plus with a few of the additional kind of information gatherings that we went through around the quantity surveys and trying to figure out the costs of it, there was probably an additional $50,000 on top of the contract to undergo that work.
Is that quoting the three different options or the four different options?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Any further questions? Okay. Councillors? Okay, councillors, if there's no further debate, I'll put the officer's recommendation to the vote. All those in favour of receiving the financial statements? Carried 7-0, thank you. CSO 30422, request to raise to waive fees, dog and cat registrations. And Council's request to waive fees and charges for lifetime registration of pet owners participating in the RSPCA pet sterilisation program. Okay, may I have a mover and seconder for that, please? Councillor Campbell. Councillor Ross, thank you very much. Councillor Campbell.
Good initiative by the RSPCA, obviously sterilising and microchipping dogs and with the Shire providing free registration for the lifetime, so for those less fortunate, making things a bit easier. So in the process, we can capture some of the pets in the area. But, fully, I hope this pilot's fully successful.
Thank you. Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Mr. President. I agree with Councillor Campbell. It's a very good initiative, and pets are just so important in the lives of so many people. Often even more so, those who are of limited means. So I think this is an excellent step forward. The cost to us will not be too great for us to bear that cost, so I'm happy to support this.
Sure.
What is the cost to the
Shire? Refer to the CEO, if I may.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So there's no direct cost to us. It will be in the form of foregone income. So we don't know.
But is there some sort of big ballpark figure?
It depends on how successful it is. So what is it? The registration's about $100, $150 an animal, but then you also need to look at how many of these people won't register it anyway, because if someone's not going to register it and you waive the fee, then you haven't lost it. So it's only going to be the people that would have registered and now aren't going to pay for that. I'd say we did a similar one during COVID and there was not a lot of take up of it, so I think it'll be fairly, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Happy to second, Mr. President. Thanks, Mr. President. I agree with you. It's been out there for far too short a time to know what people think about it. I've had people comment at the Wanamal meeting that I attended last week. There was interest in it. I think what's always hard is that people see it but don't necessarily make a speech to anyone about it, and that's where you're always caught with public feedback. So I think it is worthwhile to keep it going for a while, and happy to support the idea that's in that motion.
I have a feeling we might have a Twitter account. It wouldn't be well used over the past number of years. I know in kind of previous roles I have used it, but you tend to find who you're targeting there is different. So things like if you're looking at things like lobbying or something like that and trying to target politicians and government departments, then it is a useful tool. But in terms of trying to get community members, you tend to find them more in your local papers on Facebook and things like that.
Yeah, Mr. President, why don't we just have it in the normal chatter page? What's the next $130 there? Why do we have to put on different... we already pay for the whole page.
I can't really reply because I'm debating with you.
Well, I'll be against the motion then. But I still think it's a good idea having a dashboard, but I'm just going to put it in the chatter page myself. Matthew.
Sorry. I can't debate, but I could comment as an officer as to why our recommendation was a half page in the Northern Valley News. Essentially, we needed to make it big enough so that it was readable within a paper, and that's why we kind of trialled the size that it was at. I guess we're trying to get other information out through the chatter page, and you start to run out of room, especially if it's going to be kind of a half page. Once you put in the council decisions and a few other things, you're starting to run out of room, which then starts to go against the transparency of getting the information out there, especially as the Northern Valley News for a sector of the community is probably one of the important areas where you get the information out.
To answer your question, John? Yep. Thank you. Councillor Hughes.
I just have a question, really. In the officer comment section, it seems like the engagement's been measured off of the Facebook post. So do we have any stats on the Northern Valley News? I don't imagine we'd be able to retrieve any, but just by way of how will we measure this going forward if it's not going to be shared on social media?
So we did conduct a survey alongside this, and that was when there was the 10 surveys completed with 6 people indicating. That was from the Survey Monkeys. So the Northern Valley News directed people to either provide comment by email to chatter or to fill in the Survey Monkey, where the Facebook, we still indicated those methods, but then people provided additional comments as well.
Thank you. I filled in the Survey Monkey.
Can I just make a comment?
Have you spoken yet? No. Thank you. You can. Sorry. I'm just making sure. I didn't go.
No, I just think it's a really good initiative, and I think the more we promote it, I think the better for the whole community, because they can see what's going on here. I just think it's just a great idea, really. Just a summary of financial facts and details. That's what people want generally. They don't want to be overloaded. I just think it's a really good initiative.
Thank you, Councillor Dewar. All right. If there's nothing else, right of reply. Look, I think it's important. And that's why I put it up in the first place originally. I think let's let it run a bit of course of time to see how it's accepted. I admit that maybe the monthly was a bit too a bit burdensome, I guess, and costly. And I guess the unintended consequence was the cost. But I think quarterly is probably a level of frequency where people can get the most value out of it. So that's why I support the officers or the alternative motion. Councillors, if there's no further debate, I'll put the alternative motion to the vote. All those in favour? 7-0. Thank you very much for your support. Next item of business, the Chief Executive Officer section, CEO 10422, Sandown Park Licence Agreement. Councillors, you have an officer's recommendation in front of you. May I have a mover? I'll move the officer's recommendation. May I have a seconder? Councillor Hughes. Before I have a couple of amendments, I just want to make to the officer's recommendation, if you could bring those up. So these recommendations are to delete what was item 4 and 5, I think it was, if I'm not stand corrected. Just 1 minute. Correct. Delete item 4 and 5 and replace with a new item 4. And the item 4 reads, instruct the Chief Executive Officer to advise Sandown Park Mishay Reserve. I won't read all of that.
Is there a typo? Should that be advertised?
Yes. Where? That's it. Sorry, instruct the Chief Executive Officer to advertise. Yes. Should be advertised. There's a spelling mistake in there.
First line of point 4.
Thank you very much. Well, it's spelled correct, but it's the wrong one. Can't rely on the spell checker every time. Instruct the Chief Executive Officer to advertise Sandown Park for a term of 5 years, license or the option of an annual agreement or casual hire of the facility. That's amendment point 4. Amendment point 5 is to instruct the Chief Executive Officer to provide a report to council recommending the users of the facility for consideration by council at an ordinary council meeting. So the intent of this is we acknowledge the long history that the Polo Cross have at that area, but I think we have an opportunity to open the facility to the wider community, and so point 4 allows this to happen if the Polo Cross don't sign the 5-year lease. And then coming out of that, council will have the opportunity to see how best that facility can be used by other user groups. So that's the intent of this amendment. Right. So now I've got myself lost. Councillor Hughes, that's all I'm speaking to it. I've moved it?
The amendment.
The amendment, haven't I moved it yet? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, my apologies. I'm moving the amendment, sorry.
Mr. President, just a query perhaps before that gets seconded because of the impact on the main motion. Would number 5 in the main motion stay in place anyway because those other steps wouldn't happen immediately?
Sure, you actually correct. You could leave that item 5. So the
amendment replaces item 4.
Item 4.
But the current 5 stays in place. Well, 5 stays, whatever number it winds
yes.
up being.
Yeah. So with the approval of the seconder, we'll make an edit to the amendment. And
you don't have a seconder yet.
I don't have a seconder yet. Thank you very much.
Four, yeah. Just to exchange point 4 for the following.
Yeah.
Okay, well then point 5, well then the point 5 above becomes point 6, I guess.
Yeah.
Sorry, my apologies, I'm making a meal of this one tonight. So we're clear what we're doing? Okay. All right, so sorry, my apologies. So I move it. Can I have the seconder, please, for the amendment? Councillor Campbell, sorry. Put my glasses back on. My apologies, I've made a meal of that. I think I've said enough. Councillor Campbell.
No, just good amendments. I think get things started and bring it to a head, and let's open it up to the rest of the Shire and users.
Thank you, Councillor Campbell. Councillors, any further comment? Councillor Hughes.
So the point 3, rescinding the offer of a 5-year licence agreement. Sorry?
Yeah, just the amendment.
We're debating the amendment at the moment.
Yeah, so I'm just querying if that point 3, though, are they able to then do the point 4 of reply to the advertisement for a 5-year?
Yeah, they can apply.
Yeah,
it doesn't stop them. So the amendment is read, it's open to everyone.
Yeah.
Councillor Hughes, any further?
I just had the query whether or not those points were at odds.
Councillors, apologies, I made a meal of this amendment. So with no more further discussion on the amendment, I'll put the amendment to the vote. All those in favour of the amendment? Carried 7-0. Back to the substantive motion. I think I've said enough. Now we go back to Councillor Hughes. Apologies.
Thank you, Councillor King. I think that certainly putting the dollar value of what the fee was will make that a lot more transparent for people signing that lease, because I know that that was one of their points of contention, not knowing in a five-year term how many times that fee could be changed over that time. And, yeah, I think with those amendments that makes it a more fairer offer.
Thank you, Councillor Hughes. Councillors, any further discussion on the substantive motion?
Just briefly, I think it's excellent that we've got a firm way forward, because as we know, this has gone on for such a long time. It needs resolution for the interests of all parties, but particularly as ourselves representing the Shire. To have a way forward is really important.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Councillor, there's no more. I'm right to reply. No need to reply. If there's no further discussion, Councillor, I'll put the substantive motion as amended. Well, now the substantive motion to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. So carried 7-0. We'll pause for a minute for the... Right. I'll get this right. Next item of business is CEO 20422, Amendment to Shire of Tutoring Policy, which is 10.6, Trading in Thoroughfares and Public Places. Councillors, you have an officer's recommendation in front of you. May I have a mover for the officer's recommendation? Councillor Hughes, thank you. And seconder, please. Councillor Campbell, thank you. Councillor Hughes.
Thank you, Councillor King. I think that this will certainly clear up the confusion about where people can trade, when they can trade in proximity to other businesses, because I don't necessarily think that that is the role of council to be getting in the way of what is actually fair trading, so or market monopolies. So I believe that this will actually make things much more transparent going forward for all people getting the same opportunities. And there's certainly been an appetite from the community for more of these food vans and the like, providing more opportunities for those residents. So I believe that this is a move in the right direction.
Thank you, Councillor Hughes. Councillor Campbell.
Pretty much exactly what Councillor Hughes said.
Councillors. Councillor Angus.
Yes, I'd just like to add that I'm really pleased to see this. I unsuccessfully voted in favour of something like this about 4 years ago, so I'm pleased to see it. I'll be supporting.
It all comes to those who wait.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Councillor Angus.
It's been quite a long wait. 4 years.
All right. It's worth it. All right, councillors, any further discussion? Councillor Ross.
Look, just briefly, I think that the second point in the recommendation is really important. We haven't got the fees right yet. Mm. So to have, you know, a direction here that says we do need to sort out the best approach to fees, I think is also a valuable step forward.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. There's no more discussion. To finish off, look, I think we've seen a change. Look, it's a needed service. We need more opportunities to provide that to the community. And I think, I guess this shows council is thinking strategically and also thinking in the best interest of the community to make this amendment to a policy, as Councillor Angus mentioned. It wasn't able to be amended 4 years ago. So times have changed, and I think we're adapting to the changing times. So congratulations to those. All right, so if there's nothing further, I'll put the substantive motion to the vote. All those in favour? Carried 7-0. CEO 030422, Joint Venture Housing. Executive summary is Council's requested to not the update. Okay, that's not right. Note the update on the investigation into the sale of the joint venture units and provide direction on the preferred outcomes of the process. May I have a mover for the... I'm happy to move the officer's recommendation. Can I have a seconder for the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Curtis. I think Council's the intent of this motion is to divest ourselves from the financial burden of the social housing and return it under
Department of Communities.
Department of Communities. We've been spending considerable sums of money on the social housing for a very long time. We have a number of strategic projects that need to be funded and that will benefit all of the community. So I endorse this officer's recommendation so that we, at some point down the road, will have access to funding to support some of these strategic projects and we don't continually draw down our operating costs to maintain these facilities. That said, I'll move to Councillor Curtis.
Yeah, Mr. President, I agree with the officer's recommendation that we should sell these units, and it's still going to be social housing anyway. So as long as we put the money to a good project, I'm in favour of it.
Councillor Curtis, any other councillors wish to...
I think just the observation, Mr. President, that this is still going to be a quite long, drawn-out process because there's, 2020 bureaucratic steps to be taken along the way, so we just have to live through it.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Very good point. So, right of reply, I think I just wanted to reiterate Councillor Ross's comment that this is not a short process. This will take a year or plus to go through the machinations required to make this happen, so... We're well aware of that. It's a long-term objective. I can't recall the term we've had the housing for, but certainly, 12 months to try and resolve this is a realistic time frame. So we'll see how we go. All right, if there's no further debate, I'll put the officer's recommendation to the vote. All those in favour? Carried, 7-0. Next item of business, Council, is CEO 4, Community Assisted Transport Service Trial. The Council has requested to approve a trial of Community Assisted Transport Service. It's intended to assist residents of the Shire to attend appointments. Councillors, the officer's recommendation here is to commit to the 3-month trial, adopt the CATS policy, and adopt the following those fees listed there. Councillors, can I have a mover and a seconder, please? Someone move it first, please. Councillor Ross, thank you. Seconder, Councillor Hughes, thank you very much. Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Mr. President. This is something that comes about because of where we are and the lack of public transport and the distance we are from specialist medical facilities. We have ongoing feedback from the community that a service of this nature is needed. So this is a reasonable way to go about meeting that need. One vehicle, volunteer drivers, like the cost management I think is very good for this trial. And although, when you first look at the fees in it, you might think, well, that seems like a lot. But if you get in a taxi in Perth and go anywhere, you've spent $50 before you get around the block. I exaggerate, but it's public transport of any kind is expensive. So I think this is well worth trying the way it is, and we'll have feedback as it unfolds to see how it's being received. So happy to support it.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Ross. Councillor Hughes.
Thank you, Councillor King. I do recall that when we were doing our budget deliberations that we did certainly want to be able to be flexible in this space to help alleviate some of the travel costs for people, because we were aware that there were some residents that were driving their neighbours, because a lot of the NDIS packages were just getting used up in transport costs alone, which seemed incredibly unfair. So I'm certainly pleased to see that we're being proactive in this space, and hopefully this trial is successful and we can make this a permanent way that we can help alleviate some of those costs for people.
Thank you, Councillor Hughes. Councillors, any further discussion? If not, I'd just like to reiterate, this is an initiative for the community, by the community, if you like, and with Council's full support. I hope that the uptake is there to continue beyond the trial. So let's see where we get to. But I look forward to the community support. Council, if there's no further discussion, I shall... Councillor Ross, no right of reply, sorry. If there's no further debate, I'll put the officer's recommendation to the vote. All those in favour? Carried 7-0. CEO 540422, Occupational Health and Safety Statistics Report. Council is requested to receive the Shire's Occupational Safety and Safety Statistics Report for the period ending March 2022. Councillors, can I have a mover, please? I shall move it. A seconder, please. Councillor Hughes, I think it might have been a bit quicker. Thank you. Look, just I'm glad that we get this report. It's the trending information, which I think is important to understand, I guess, the safety culture in the administration, for which the CEO heads that up. Only one comment I'd make is it's just dawned on me just then that the average overtime per person shouldn't sum the values above. I think they should be like an average of that, so because it says the average overtime per person is 41.45 hours, which is not correct. So just something I picked up just quickly, but I do look forward to further reports coming forward and keeping, you know, obviously on track with our targets for safety performance. So thank you, Councillor Hughes.
Thank you, Councillor King. I think that certainly there's a lot of information and indications that can be gotten from these sort of statistics. And I think it's important that also the workforce see us to be concerned about their health and safety as well. Also, with KPIs, there should always be an OH&S KPI, so I believe we should have some way of measuring that. So pleased to receive this report.
Thank you, Councillor Hughes. Anyone wish to just talk to the officer's recommendation? If not, I'll just close off by just reiterating, Councillor Hughes, this is not about collecting numbers. This is about promoting a safe workplace, and Council stands behind the CEO in doing that. So I hope that, that the CEO makes sure the message gets passed to staff that it's not a number-crunching exercise for the sake of ticking the box. It's about their safety that we're interested in. All right, if there's nothing further discussion, I'll put the officer's recommendation to the vote. All those in favour? Carried 7-0. Thank you very much. Item 10, reports of committee, COM01, Tutoring Tourism Advisory Group. Council is requested to receive the advisory group's minutes for March 22 and decide upon whether to proceed towards making a financial commitment towards a showcase-style event for tutoring in spring, known as the Taste of Tutoring, I guess. Councillors, may I have a mover for the officer's recommendation? Councillor Ross, thank you. A seconder, Councillor Campbell. Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Mr. President. Councillor Campbell and I represent Council on this advisory group. The group has met a couple of times this year, including a facilitated workshop to review A Taste of Chittering, and came to the view, to the recommendation really, that it's worthwhile to have a major public event that particularly seeks to draw external people into the Shire, as well as provide a day out for our local residents. So there are still some decisions that are made, but the advisory group wanted this recommendation to come to council now, because although the event will be toward the end of August most likely, preparation for it needs to be underway quite early. So the recommendation is about requesting that there is a budget allocation made, even though we haven't written the budget yet, to support this event being held. So I believe it's important to go ahead. It had a bad year last year. It had an expensive year for the last 2 years. We've identified the problems. We believe we can find ways through that to rebuild it as a successful, popular event again.
Councillor Campbell.
But my comment is it's just been a privilege to work with the Chittering Advisory Group. They're really a bunch of passionate people, and I truly believe they'll be able to revitalise the taste of Chittering in whatever format they bring about. And I trust it should be successful. I hope it will be.
Councillor Campbell. Council, any further discussion on the matter? Councillor Curtis.
And Mr President, through the chair, Carmel, why has it, what's gone wrong with the previous people who are running it, and now all of a sudden, after 1 year, you want to get rid of them? I can't understand it.
It was outsourced for 2 years, so up until
well,
2 years
they had a lot
ago,
of problems, sorry.
So it was outsourced for 2 years, and the rationale for that was that when Shire officers were organising it, it tied up time that they might have better invested in other work, particularly the economic development officer. It turned out that outsourcing it, I guess, had more disadvantages than advantages. So part of the recommendation of this group is to bring it back under Shire control, which in and of itself will achieve major cost savings from outsourcing it. So an attempt was made to find a different way of doing it. It's been unsuccessful to do that. Now we need to bring it back under Shire control.
I still can't understand. You know, they had a lot of problems. From memory, that was last year they had... was it this year? Yeah, this year. Well, last year, October, wasn't it? They had to change from October to November because it was wet. So that could happen to any event. If these people, they're professionals running the show. How could they get it so wrong?
Thank you, Councillor Curtis. Anything else to say?
Well, I think it's jumping the gun. I should give them another year's trial myself.
Yeah, I attended the Taste of Chittering in the 2 years that it was run externally, and I certainly saw a move away from what is the Taste of Chittering and what the intention of that event had been in the past. So I'm encouraged to see that that there's a shift towards bringing it back to that original purpose. So it was never supposed to be an event to make money. It was supposed to be to promote our region and our produce and our producers. So I'm very pleased to see that we'll be making a shift back towards its original purpose.
Thank you, Councillor Hughes. Any further discussion? I'd just like to reiterate that, you know, in previous years, the Taste of Chittering has been a raving success, but it hasn't been that way in the last couple of years. In my view, it got too commercialised, it got too pricey, it prohibited local businesses from participating, and it was not what it was meant to do. So going back to grassroots, I think, meets what the taster tutoring was, its purpose really was. But there's a lot of work to be done. You know, it's got to be rebuilt. It's got to be established. Its reputation needs to be built again. So I think it's a big undertaking that the Shire undertakes this, but I think it's necessary. I think we can't walk away from it. It's an important part of who we've been in the past and who we'll be in the future. So I support at this stage the Shire, the commitment of the funds and the Shire managing the event. Councillor Ross, any right of reply?
Thanks, Mr. President. Really just to reiterate the point that Councillor Campbell made, the Tourism Advisory Group is a strong group at the moment. We've got really capable people there who are committed to the flourishing of the industry, I guess. And it's been quality discussion when we held the workshop and quality input and reflection. So I'm confident that what you've seen in the reports you've received is really what the commitment is to for the future of the event. So I again commend it to Council to support it.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. If there is no further discussion, I'll put the officer's recommendation to the vote. All those in favour? Carried 7-0. Item 11, motions of which previous notice has been given. There are nil. Item 12, questions from members without notice. Members, are there any questions? No, they missed the boat. They missed the date. No, so those motions I put up, I missed the deadline. I forgot the two public holidays. That's my error. My apologies. So I'll have to go up in May. Humble pie for that one. All right, I'll move on. Left me off with a caution. Okay, if there's no question, any questions from members? Sorry, should I just finish that off? No questions from members? Thank you, I'll move on. Item 13, new business of an urgent nature introduced by decision of the meeting. There is one item. Adjust. All right, so Councillor, this motion is by decision of the meeting. So this motion here is regarding the Chief Executive's Office's performance review process and essentially to engage a external third party to undertake the review with Council. So it deals with that. It outlines the process, for the minimum process that is required. If you can go down a little bit, it also authorises the establishment of a performance review panel. And mind you, this is written in view of the operational guidelines that are available to Council and authorises the consultancy fees to be funded from the budget. And then finally closes out with a report being provided to Council. So it is important to have a transparent and accountable process. This motion is considered urgent due to the timeliness of the requirement to undertake this review. It is actually a requirement under the Act to undertake a performance review once a year, and we're due to do that by June, July. So that's the urgency of the matter. It can't really wait, in my view, to May, because we won't have enough time to follow the process, so that's why it's been introduced. So I'll have to take a vote that it is urgent.
Move a decision that.
Yes.
Yes.
So I'll move a decision. I'll move that item of business is new business of an urgent nature. Thank you. Okay, so that, the appointment of the consultant, is business of an urgent nature. I'm tongue-tied today, I'm afraid. Thank you. Can I have a seconder for that motion, please, Councillor Ross? Councillors, can I put that to the vote? All those in favour? John, are you voting against that one?
Yes.
Oh, no, no. Yes, you're voting for it, or yes?
Yes, I'll vote against it.
Against it. Okay, 6-0.
Six-one.
I can't count either.
More humble fine.
Sorry. So hang on, let's just take one step back. Hey, do you want to vote for or against that this item be considered under urgent business?
Yes.
You'll vote for it. Okay. So I declare the vote carried. I'm now confused. Don't worry. You're not alone. So it's been carried 7-0. Thank you. So councillors, we'll move on to the substantive motion as I described. May I have a mover for the substantive motion? To move it. Councillor Ross is seconder for that. I'll just reiterate that this is a timely matter. This is important that council establish its processes and that they're fair and they're transparent. So this will serve to do that, to make sure that the performance review is fair, and going forward we set KPIs that are reasonable and achievable. So I think the best way to do this is with an external consultant than trying to manage it ourselves. Because Councillor Ross did an excellent job of it previously, in the previous year, but it is a lot of work. And I think, you know, we owe it to ourselves to engage with a consultant to do that. Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Mr. President. I'm very happy with the wording that has been put together now for this motion. I believe it captures all of the things that need to be addressed in the process. I certainly confirm the point. I've kind of managed or facilitated this process for the last 2 years, and for the benefit of the gallery, that's because this is work I do in my professional consulting business. So I have some expertise in the field. But I think our world has got more complex, and there are benefits to someone external with the relevant expertise being involved. It also was a very considerable time commitment, particularly writing the report as well as, you know, facilitating the process. So certainly I believe we're better to go to an external person this time. So I'm happy to support this process.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Councillors, any discussion on the matter? Councillor Curtis.
Mr. President, I'm against the motion. I believe we don't need the consultant. Half the time they're a waste of money. We know what we want. We don't need someone else to come in here and tell us what, you know, we know. We can save a lot of money, better spent somewhere else. That's about all I've got to say on the matter. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Curtis.
Mr. President, I'd just like to acknowledge and thank Councillor Ross for the past 2 years' work. It takes a lot of time and commitment, and you've, well, job well done. But now we hand over to the consultants.
Okay, councillors, any further discussion on the matter? If there's no further discussion on the matter, I will put the item to the vote. All those in favour? Carried 6-1. I've got the numbers right this time. Item 4, meeting closed to the public. There are no matters. As far as I'm aware, the meeting should be closed. Item 15, closure. I declare the meeting closed at 8:08. So thank you very much. Some of that up tonight.